Hello and welcome to Healing House Radio with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is a chiropractor, energetic healing practitioner, noted public speaker, teacher, and published author. This session will be an exploration in finding true balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. Dr. Eileen will be discussing holistic wellness through indigenous traditions from across the globe and across generations. We then invite you to call in and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Healing House Radio. It's always such a pleasure to be with you each week on Thursdays at 2, and I just hope everybody's doing really well. Today is a really, really special show because I get a chance to introduce someone who is just such a phenomenal person and took on, you know, a really awesome project, which is allowing people to connect in different ways with a sense of spirituality. My guest today is author Debbie Belmisseri, who wrote a book that I had the pleasure of authoring a chapter of. It's called Tapping Into God. And, well, I really want to just go ahead and let Debbie talk about this project herself. You know, it's a real, very timely piece because especially going into the whole 2012 thing, a lot of people are thinking about spirituality. So, Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Eileen. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Great. So, let's jump right into this. What is Tapping Into God?
Tapping Into God is a lovely project that I took on about 2.5 years ago when I was given a completely divine inspiration in the shower one morning. And I got the, it was interesting. I guess I was in an open-minded frame of mind at the time. And I got this inspiration to do this book. I was just doing my thing, and all of a sudden I got this information just kind of downloaded to me instantly. I got the title, the purpose, the format, the procedure, the process, the intention, everything, just all in one instantaneous moment of inspiration. So I very quickly got out of the shower and wrote all this information down before I forgot it. And it was so powerful and so strong at that moment. It was almost like a mandate. It was kind of like, this is something you're going to do, and I just knew that I was going to do it. There was no question about it. So a couple weeks later, I started on the process and just took off on it, and 2.5 years later, I ended up with the finished product.
Well, that is great. And for anybody who would like to call in and ask Debbie any questions, our guest call-in line for our friends in the Los Angeles area is 424-258-9337, and for our friends everywhere else, it is toll-free 877-697-9725. So what we're going to talk about is, at first, is going to be a little bit of the background. So you got your inspiration, you got your download, wrote everything out, then what happened?
What I did first was I went to the senior minister, spiritual director at the Center for Spiritual Living that I attend, and told him about the project and kind of got his blessing and got him excited about it, and he agreed to author a chapter. And he just gave me a few little ideas about what direction to take. And what I did from there was I just started exploring some of the different religions and churches in my local San Jose area, churches that I knew a little bit about, and pretty much started cold calling for churches. And from there, I got a few people signed on to start the project, and people started telling me about friends of theirs in different traditions and started kind of just connecting me to other people. So the project kind of took on a life of its own at that point. And I started talking to friends of friends of friends and learning about faith traditions and religions that I actually knew nothing about. So it was pretty exciting. It was an exciting process for me.
Well, that's great. Now, there are 28 contributors to the book, and they come from all walks of life. Tell us a little bit about some of the authors and your encounters with them.
That process was just delightful, meeting all these people. I did end up with about half of the contributors, clergy people, and the other people, the other 14 or so, are just very devout people in different faith traditions. And really the people that I got that all stepped up to write, to contribute to this project, are a very diverse group of people, which was just wonderful. I have some very traditional, mainstream clergy people writing about their faiths, and I have all the way to some other people who are from faith traditions that a lot of people might not even know about, such as Druidry, such as Eileen's wonderful chapter. I knew nothing about that when I met Eileen. And there are other faith traditions, such as the teachings of Abraham, and A Course in Miracles, Wicca, which I think is one of the most misunderstood belief systems out there. So there are a lot of very diverse people that stepped up to write about this. So that process was just wonderful, meeting so many different people. And I found that as I talked to everybody, that I got the same sense of devotion and love from each person, no matter what they were writing about. And that was wonderful.
You know, I had an opportunity to get a chance to meet a lot of the folks who were the authors for the books at the initial book signing. And it was just so wonderful because we went around and we had a chance to sign each other's books. And there was just such a sense of familiarity. There was a sense of just really being able to, you know, meet somebody, and it's almost as if we were meeting old friends. And even though most of us had never met one another, it was just such a sweet energy that was in there because we were all a part of this wonderful project. So tell me a little bit about the 2.5 years of gathering this. I know from our conversations, but I would like you to share a little bit. You know, what were some of the challenging points? You know, did you, like, reach points where you're going, you know, I'm not so sure?
Yes, I did. I would say there were quite a few of those challenging moments. It took probably about a year and a half to get, I think it was 32 people on board. And I ended up with 28 because I lost a few along the way. But I think the most challenging part of this for me was getting people to come forth with what they were going to write about. That was really challenging. Everybody seemed to appreciate the fact that they had this platform, and they were all, like, happy about that and grateful to have an opportunity to present some of their beliefs into the world. But it was really difficult to get people to, I guess, deliver on time is probably the nicest way to say it. So that was tough. And then also when I did finally get all the chapters put together, there was another probably 6 or 8 months of time that I had to spend getting all the references written uniformly and all the citations and that kind of stuff. That was also very challenging. But I had, thank God, the help of a lovely, lovely woman named Lindsay Doré, who was my editor. And she was able to help me fine-tune all that, get it ready for publication.
Yes, Lindsay also did the copy editing for my book, Frequencies. So I really, you know, loved working with her. She's such a lovely woman. And when I personally, you know, was approached, when you approached me about writing a chapter on Druidry, my first response to you was that, well, technically, Druidry isn't a religion. So it was interesting to, you know, kind of bring out, because it is a very spiritual practice. But it was just so fun to kind of, okay, let's think of it in its spirituality. So it was just such a pleasure writing that. So what really is the person who is going to benefit from this book? I mean, pretty much, as far as I'm concerned, everybody would. But was there a particular person or personality that you really kind of wanted to target your book towards?
I would say that this book would appeal to just about everyone. And when I started the project, I didn't have a specific group or person in mind, but one of the main intentions of this book was to, kind of on a microcosm level, was to appeal to someone who was seeking some kind of spiritual connection. And my personal thinking about this was someone maybe in their teens or early 20s who is questioning their faith of origin, which I did when I was in my teens, because I think a lot of people in that age range are questioning the beliefs that they grew up with, because sometimes those beliefs are not working at that point in their lives, and they're questioning, do I really believe the information that I was given as a child? So I think this book would be a wonderful opportunity for someone who is questioning the beliefs to have this smorgasbord of information to look through and to say, wow, okay, this is what I grew up with, and this isn't working for me, but this chapter over here, this really speaks to me. And also I think we get older too. I'm in my 50s now, so I know I've had a lot of life experience, and some of the beliefs, even from 10 years ago, don't work for me so much anymore. So I'm open to looking at new things. So I think as we get older, we again start questioning things that we have believed for 20, 30, 40 years, and start looking and saying, maybe this doesn't work for me anymore, maybe this doesn't fit in my life. So this book, again, can offer so much more information and just a broader perspective for someone to dive into and go, wow, again, this really resonates with me right now. This faith tradition or this belief system really resonates with me now.
Which is, you know, one of the really important parts of it. You know, because of the fact that it's an introduction, it's a taste, it's an opportunity to hear about different religions, different faiths, from people who practice it. And, you know, these may be people who are, you know, very active practitioners, everything from, you know, clergymen in that particular area, all the way to people who just really embrace it and who embrace the concepts and the ideas. And in reading the book, it's amazing to see how many consistencies there are between different belief systems. It's like, wait a minute, we're not as different as we think we are. So the book has been described as a short course on spiritual diversity and looking at the different spiritual diversity pieces to it. What were some of those consistencies that, was there anything that surprised you about all these different types of belief systems that you went, oh my gosh, I never realized that?
I would say that I wasn't really surprised at what I found as I moved through all these different belief systems. But again, that was one of the main themes of this book, that what I wanted to present to the world was a picture, like a jigsaw puzzle picture almost, of how the common threads do run throughout all these different religions of the world and belief systems. And I kind of left that up to the reader to assess that after they get through the book, to kind of go back and look at it and go, wow, this is what I see. And, of course, I see certain things throughout all these chapters. I would say for myself, the main theme is love that is wound through all these chapters. It's just spoken using different words. It's spoken through the personages of different people, Jesus, Buddha, all different kinds of people that appear, you know, Allah, Muhammad. So many different themes are presented in these different chapters, but they end up looking the same to me. And I would say it's basically the theme of love.
Yeah, it's the idea that that is the underlying theme, which is just such an amazing piece, and it gives so much encouragement for the future that, I mean, you know, because a lot of things are said about a lot of different religious practices. And once you get to know people and once they become a part of you and you learn to understand them and you speak the same language and you sit down together, it really does bring a feeling of, you know what, there really is no need for us to be in opposition. Because when you look at the bottom line, there is that piece of love. I totally agree. So in this book project that you took on and just spent, invested a couple of years of your life, just blood, sweat, and tears doing this, there's a lot of people out there who might be thinking about doing projects like this or considering book projects. You know, what are some of the things that, looking back, you would give as advice to someone who would like to start up a project of this magnitude?
I think what I would suggest and what I would do myself on a sequel-type project to this is I would probably provide a little bit more structure for the people that I'm working with. In hindsight, I think that would have been better. What I did when I approached all 28 people, the only direction I gave was, please tell me what connection to God looks like from your perspective. And I think for some people that was spot on. That's all they needed. For other people, I think they were all over the place with that, which is okay, because what I ended up with is fine, was perfect. But I think in hindsight, I would give a little bit more structure to people. And if I were to suggest or to advise someone else, I would say the same thing. Spend a little more time constructing maybe some more questions or more perspectives that you'd like people to look at or look through or speak to, and just give people a little bit more direction, especially for people who are not used to writing. A lot of the people that contributed this book were not writers by trade.
Ah.
They're speakers, especially the clergy people. So they are to do more speaking and not writing. So I think it's a little harder for some of them to condense their information and what they want to say in writing. But I think there can never be enough of this kind of project. I would like to do another one myself. I have another list already, probably 15 religions and faith traditions that I would like to explore, learn more about. So I'm like all ready to start another project like this, but I don't think we can ever have enough of this kind of information out in the world, because that, again, was one of the main reasons or intentions for doing this, was to show the commonalities that we have so that we can foster respect and understanding among different religions, so that we will have ultimately a world where we can coexist peacefully and where I won't be arguing with you about whose God is better, or that I'm going to kill you and your group because my God is better than your God. I just think that's so ridiculous what we do. And I would love to see this project and other projects like it being a little, maybe a little tiny catalyst for some change out in the world.
Well, hey, from your mouth to God's ear.
I hope so.
So we can look forward to tapping into God 2 and 3, and
maybe
it'll be like a Harry Potter series.
There you go. Yeah. And even it was even suggested to me by one of the contributors that this kind of a theme could be presented using like other perspectives, like what do different religions look at for afterlife, you know, or after death experiences? What does that look like from the viewpoint of different religions? Things like that. It's really kind of a cool idea.
Very cool. And I think a very cool idea would be somehow translating this from book to film.
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
The way that The Secret was put together, it just really lends itself, because it's the opportunity not just to taking it from the step of people reading about it to actually seeing it and seeing all these people working together. So, I'd love to do it.
Hey, bring it on. Bring it on. Give me a producer or whoever, whatever the name of the person is, producer, documentarian. Let's do it. I would love that. I would love to see this.
Alrighty, you guys heard
film.
It first here. Tapping into God, going to theaters near you at some point.
I would love it.
So, what did you gain personally from putting this book together?
I had a wonderful experience of expansion and softening, because, of course, I have my own biases, which I'm working through actively and currently at this moment. And working with all these different people gave me an opportunity to put my own judgments, my own biases aside, temporarily and look at that person's faith tradition, their beliefs, from the perspective of this works for that person. And whether I personally agree with it or would like to go on that path is irrelevant. This works for that person. So I had an opportunity to put my own biases aside and really kind of soften my own judgments. Because the whole point of this was to let go of judgments and let go of what I think a lot of people have is fear of diversity, fear of people who believe differently. And so that's worked in my own life, too, is I've had to put aside a lot of that myself and realize that each person's path works for them. And it doesn't have to be mine, necessarily, but it was a really good exercise for me and expansion from my own perspective. And when I started this project, I felt like I'm very open-minded, right? I go to a church that's, you know, faith, interdenominational type of thing, and I'm very open-minded, and I'm doing this great project. Well, I found myself kind of resisting some of the chapters.
Really?
Yeah, and I hate to admit that, but it's true.
Was it mine?
No. No. I'm not going to say which one it was. No.
Well, that is really very cool of you because, you know, it shows that, you know, even as the person originating it, you still had your work. And that is really an idea of, you know what, I'm putting this out, I'm giving the world this, and I'm also learning from it. I'm also growing as a person, as a spiritual being. So, were there any particular chapters that you really kind of found more, you know, sort of in alignment with, like, wow, you know what, I think I may want to do that?
Oh, a lot of them. Well, there's a chapter from, like I said, the Center for Spiritual Living, where I attend. I am also very interested in the teachings of Abraham. I've been listening to those teachings for several years. So, of course, I loved that chapter. Of Course in Miracles, I've done some work in a long time ago. And pretty much, I could find something from every chapter, to be honest. There are little bits and pieces, even from the ones that I had some resistance toward. I can still find pieces of those faith traditions that do resonate with me.
Now, for those of you who don't know about Abraham, there's a couple named Jerry and Esther Hicks, and they receive messages and information from a consciousness that is known as Abraham. And if you've never read any of the books related to that, it is just an amazing journey of exploration of these beings that come in and share information and really, you know, whatever your belief system, you know, God bless you all, and, you know, it's wonderful, and you don't have to believe one thing or another. It's just an opportunity to maybe get outside of your own box and take a look at different things going on. So, once again, the guest call-in number, toll-free, is 877-697-9725. And for our friends in L.A., 424-258-9337. So, let's look a little bit at the publishing pieces. And how did you kind of manage that? Because that's kind of one of the more technical aspects, you know, the background aspect. Now, this is self-published, correct?
Yes, it is. I chose to do that because I did start to explore the conventional publishing route and found that it was so overwhelming for me. Just all the things that a person has to do to get an agent, a publisher. And I really wanted this book to be out into the world as soon as possible, sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. So I did choose the self-publishing route. And I went with Balboa Press because they're a division of Hay House. And Hay House is a very well-known, respected publisher of spiritually related material. So I chose Balboa Press, and it was a very good, very positive experience. And I love what they did with the book. They did a beautiful job.
Oh, yeah, it is. Who did the illustration for the cover?
They did that.
It was really?
That was an idea that I received from a friend of mine named Margaret DeMaria. She's a graphic designer. She and I kind of brainstormed the idea, but it was mostly her idea, of just kind of how we wanted it to look. So I just presented that information to Balboa, and they put the cover together. They did a beautiful job.
Now, will you be doing e-publishing on the book?
Yes, it is available.
Ah.
Yes, an e-book download.
And speaking of where it's available and all of that, why don't you give some information on how they can actually find this wonderful book?
Well, I have a website put together that has a lot of information about the book, and that is www.tappingintogodbook.com. So the book can be ordered directly from that website, and it's also available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, and the ebook download format is also available on both of those.
Okay, and why don't you give us the information for your blog?
That's one of the tabs on the website, the Tapping Into God book website.
All righty, and I really encourage everybody to, you know, take a look at this website and take a look at the blog, because this is sort of an opportunity to see a continuation of the, you know, the thoughts and the insights of the people who were participants. I really enjoyed putting into the a section for the blog, and I'll be doing some more work on that. And, yeah, go and see this website. Once again, Debbie, what is it?
www.tappingintogodbook.com.
And if you have any questions, I'm sure that you can, there's a way to contact you from there.
Yes, there is.
So that way, if you'd like to speak more to Debbie or have her come to you, because Debbie is such a phenomenal person. I mean, you know, just sitting around here and hanging out with her is really great. But just for her to come out and talk to your groups, talk to, you know, your folks about the idea of, you know, touching and connecting with this book. And if any of you have bookstores out there, hey, contact Debbie. She can come out and she can talk to you, and you can get her some dinner, and she can sign. We can do book signings. So if you really want to connect with something that is very unique and yet very, very timely, connect with Tapping Into God. So any closing thoughts, Debbie?
Just
her on the spot.
Just that I hope that people will read this book from a heart space as opposed to from a head space, because it is very personal. That's what makes this book unique, is that it's not just an encyclopedic type of reference book on different religions, which we can find information all over the place online, but it's very personal. There's a personal aspect to each story in this book, some of them deeply so, and they're very inspiring. So I hope that people will pick this book up and not read it so much from an analytical, logical headspace, but go into their heart and really try to look at what each person is saying and speaking from their heart and make that connection.
All righty. Thank you so much for coming, Debbie. And as always, you can tap into the Blog Talk Radio, go over to Healing House, and if you missed any part of this interview or if you'd like to share it with somebody else, then you can click on the archive and you can be able to listen to it and play it again or get any new information. So I want to thank everybody for listening in, and I also want to thank my producer, Kina, who has been manning the phones for me. And I also just want to say, you know what, we each tap into God in our own way. We each tap into that universal consciousness. Some call it God, some call it creator, some call it, you know, it's known by all kinds of different names. But ultimately, it's many rivers lead to the same ocean. And being able to learn about each other and about our way of connecting allows us to connect to each other. So next week, I will be on the radio, and I will be doing a special Thanksgiving Day show on dealing and with the holidays and being in wellness and balance with that.
So I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Debbie for being in there with me. And blessings to you all. Take care.